Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 60 of Blissen Up. So if you're ever caught in the heaviness and the noise and the negativity of the world, then this episode will be a gentle reminder that kindness still exists, there are still good people out there, and there is still a reason to smile. And if you yourself are in a particularly difficult season in your life, I also want this story to remind you of the power that you have to change your circumstances, to change your life. And I want to offer that everything can be different 1 year from today. But first, I will share a story. This story started with my sister. You see, tomorrow, June 23rd, is my sister's birthday. And 1 year ago, on June 23rd, 2024, my sister was turning 55 and welcoming her 55th year in a hospital bed, pending an amputation. Now, if you've been following along with the podcast, then you may have already heard the story of my sister's amputation. I shared the story in episode 19, where I talked about fighting for your 20%, and also in episode 43, when I talked about shifting the momentum to heal your life. But today, I want to share a part of the story that I don't think I have shared. You see, when my sister began this journey, there was this YouTube influencer that she followed. Her name was Lulu, and Lulu was a van lifer, right? My sister was very drawn to her because she was very curious about this lifestyle that Lulu had created in an RV. Now, through watching Lulu, my sister discovered that she also had struggled with obesity and that she had decided at the age of 55 to claim her health back and change her life. So my sister was very inspired by Lulu, and she had shared that with me many times in the last couple of months that she had been dealing with her illness. So as the clock struck 12 midnight on that 55th birthday of hers, my sister laid in that bed in so much pain. And I grabbed her hand and I said to her, "Happy birthday, sis. We've officially entered the year of Lulu." And what I meant by that was that this was the year that I knew my sister would reclaim her health and would get her life back. At the time, it didn't look very promising. But I repeated that mantra over to her time after time after time. And Lulu had this video of a song that she would dance to. It's called Ready to Dance. And Lulu travels all over the world dancing with people and all this kind of stuff. People follow her. She has these meetups and people meet up with her and they dance with her. So this song is very catchy. It's a very, very great song. I'm going to put it in my show notes. And I would play this song for my sister whenever I felt like she needed a lift in her spirits. So we made Ready to Dance our theme song. And Kathy was such a good sport at the time. Like, no matter how helpless and hopeless she felt, Kathy would just play along with me. And we would dance in the ambulance. We would dance on her hospital bed. We danced moments before she went in for her surgery to amputate her foot. Through the whole experience, we danced. So my husband at some point said to me, "Caro, why don't you reach out to Lulu and share this story with her? tell her how much Kathy admires her, how much she has inspired Kathy, and who knows, maybe she'll, I don't know, reach out to her or something. So I did, and Lulu did. Lulu sent Kathy a video cheering her on and letting her know that she was in her thoughts and in her prayers and that she believed in her power to heal. Well, from then on, from time to time, Lulu would reach out to me and ask me how Kathy was doing. And from time to time, I would send Lulu updates. And at the end of every update, I'd take a video of Kathy, whether she was sitting on the bed or laying in the hospital. And she would always say, "Lulu, I can't wait. One day I know we're going to meet. I can't wait to meet you one day. And I can't wait to dance with you one day." Well, there was this one time where I sent a video to Lulu that really shocked her. You see, Kathy, by this point, had exited the hospital. She had hired a health coach. She had started changing her life. She had lost a bunch of weight. Her foot was healed, and she was moving and walking again. So in that video, I show Kathy standing up and looking at Lulu, radiant as can be. And she said, "Lulu, I can't wait to see you one day. I know we're going to dance." Lulu was so touched by this story and by Kathy's transformation that she sent me a message and she said, "Gato, what if I surprised Kathy? What if I got in my RV and I traveled across the state and I went to her home and I invited her to dance with me?" Now, I could not have imagined a better situation. I mean, this was the biggest gift I could have ever asked for. So of course, I said yes. And immediately I started to plan and plot the surprise of Lulu. And it wasn't that easy because there was a lot of shifting parts and a lot of moving parts to make this happen. And we had to convince Kathy that she was going to be doing an interview with her health coach and with me, kind of like an interview showing her testimonial. And she was, of course, very grateful to us for everything we had done for her, and she wanted to support us, but she was less than thrilled about having to show up for this interview. But lo and behold, we made it happen. And on April 3rd, 2024, a bunch of us got in a car and traveled from different parts to show up at Kathy's house and start this interview. There was a bunch of us in creating this experience to make this happen for my sister. Now, in order to make this happen, we had Pam Giganti, former news anchor for NBC News, who is now a freelance journalist, and it was the one that was going to be conducting the interview. We had Mabel, the health coach, who was supposed to be the one being interviewed with Kathy. We had me, and along with us came Damien, the videographer, who's going to be videotaping the whole thing, and my mom, my stepdad, my niece, and my brother, and my sister's partner, because none of us were going to miss this magical moment where Lulu surprised Kathy. So the moment arrives, everyone's in the house, and Kathy begins the interview, and unbeknownst to her, Lulu is hiding in the garage. So Pam starts the interview and she starts asking my sister about her journey and her healing process and her coach and all that kind of stuff. And then she segues into Lulu and they start talking about how impactful Lulu has been in the life of Kathy. Kathy even, funny enough, said, "And you know, I've never even met this person in real life, but she's been such an inspiration to me." And Pam in that moment said, "Tell me, Kathy, if you could tell anything to Lulu right now, what would it be?" And as Kathy began to deliver a heartfelt thank you to this internet influencer who impacted her life, the door opened and Lulu walked through and stood in front of Kathy, ready to give her a hug. At that moment, there was not a dry eye in the house. Kathy and Lulu hugged as if they had known each other their entire lives. They had this incredible connection, and Kathy just kept saying, "Oh my God, I love you. I love you so much, Lulu. I love you." And Lulu would say, I love you too, Kathy.
And so after they had that heartfelt moment, the time came where finally, after all these months of recovery, after this entire year that we had been praying for my sister's healing, using Lulu's anthem of a song, speaking the truth that the year 55 was going to be the year that my sister would heal. After all of that, after every message where my sister would say, Lulu, I can't wait to meet you one day. I can't wait to dance with you one day. Finally, Kathy and Lulu, along with me, Mabel, Pam, my brother, my niece, my mother, my stepfather, Lourdes, all of us got together and we danced with Lulu. The energy of the room was electric, and it was one of the most blissful experiences of my life. It was one of those experiences where I hyped it up and hyped it up and hyped it up, and I was so nervous that maybe it wouldn't meet the expectations, but the moment delivered. It delivered in full intensity. It delivered in full glory. And it is a moment I will always be grateful for. It was a result of synchronicity, of unity, of family, of friendship, of love, of healing, of faith, of empowerment, of growth, of hope, of everything that is good in this world, everything that leads us towards the light. That was that moment. Now, a few minutes after we danced, Pam sat with Mabel, Kathy, Lulu, and myself to conduct an interview of the four of us. And as she asked us questions about the story, and as we sat there sharing and connecting, and every single person sharing golden nuggets of wisdom, it dawned on me that that moment happened as a result of these five women being willing to dare. Now, I will say, if you look around the room, every person that was sitting in that room that day had dared in their life. But those five women in particular were all strangers at one point, except for me and my sister, but the other ones were all strangers at some point. And their decision to dare is what led us to that encounter. Lulu, at the age of 55, dared to change her lifestyle, reclaim her health, lose weight, quit her job, buy an RV, start a YouTube channel, become an influencer, and spread joy, music, laughter, dancing, and wellness to the world. And because of those decisions and that dare, she was able to influence my sister, who needed so desperately to know that someone could change their life at the age of 55. Kathy dared to fight for her 20%, to fight to save her leg and eventually save her life. She dared to change her choices, to work with a health coach, to reclaim her power, and to find her strength when it was so difficult to do, when she could have just given up. Mabel dared to seek a consult with a life coach because she knew she was made for more. She knew that there was some burning purpose in her heart that she wanted to tap into, and she could use a little help. And that led her to meeting me, which led her to being Kathy's health coach. Pam dared to leave her dream job at once upon a time to build her dream life. And as a result, she ended up becoming a freelance journalist who seeks stories of healing and hope and helps people become better for knowing those stories. And that led her to being able to tell our story. And then there's me. I dared to walk away from the law and follow my calling to carry my father's legacy and help people find a life that sparks bliss. And that calling led me to be able to connect the five of us, in this moment, in this room, in this magic. And that was the culmination of the E in dare, which is enjoy. Because when you dare, you follow a dream or a desire. You take aligned action to support that dream or desire. You release all that does not support the dream or desire. And you get to enjoy the magic, the synchronicities, and the rewards of your dare. That is what we did on April 3rd in La Belle when my sister got surprised with Lulu. So, if you are interested in watching the full interview, we have posted it on YouTube. You can see the interview of the five of us, and you can hear from my sister, from Lulu, from Mabel, from Pam. You can meet us all on YouTube, and you can watch the magic that unfolded on that day. It was such a privilege to be able to document this moment and to be able to share it with you. It was a moment to remind us all of the power of connection, community, and caring, of the power of creating change, of being willing to do the hard things, and holding on to hope in the darkest of moments. Now, today, I get to share this video with my sister on her birthday, because she is welcoming 56 as a different version of herself. She is no longer bedridden. She is no longer fighting to save her leg or her foot or her life, but rather she is enjoying the benefits and the fruits of her dare. I am so proud of her, and I hope she has the most joyful and blissful birthday, and I'm so grateful that I get another year with her. So that's what I've got for you today. I will add the full interview on my show notes, and I will see you next week. Have a good one. Bye. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.